Michelangelo had a very large canvas when he began work on the Sistine Chapel. Make a trip to this river town, and you'll find a man who had 2.5 blocks of canvas to fill. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Between downtown Cape Girardeau and the Mississippi River, there's something that could have been an eyesore.
It's our levee wall that keeps the river out of the city. Previous to that wall going up in the early 60s, the water used to come right up into the downtown area.
Don Greenwood says that wall does keep floodwaters out, but he and other citizens helped turn the wall into an attraction.
So I came up with a sketch of that wall in stonework painted on there with arches every so often. The original idea was as you look through those arches, you saw the river as if the wall were not there.
Those 24 arches would also contain murals depicting vignettes of the area's history. Tom Melvin of Chicago was hired to turn a wall 2.5 city blocks in length into a storyboard of sorts.
The first panel, it really depicts before there were people in the Mississippi River Valley. The next one progresses to the early Indians that were the first settlers here, and then it goes forth through history.
Interpretive panels share the history depicted in the 24 vignettes painted on the wall.
The entire project was almost 7 years. The actual painting of the wall itself, once we chose the artist and decided all the subject matter, took about 2 years.
It is a masterpiece that has mesmerized people from the beginning.
During the actual process of the painting, when Tom and his crew came down from Chicago, he hired about 4 local artists to help him with it, and people came from far and wide just to sit and watch them paint. It was just an amazing process.
It is truly a sight to see, with a vital concrete levee wall turned into a canvas. A beautiful backdrop from the city's downtown and the neighboring Mississippi River. Traveling the countryside in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCrae.